of San Marino. We greatly appreciate the country's ongoing engagement with the UPR and other international human rights mechanisms, especially given the particular challenge such engagement poses for smaller states in terms of resources. We commend the country's commitment to the promotion and protection of human rights and its consideration of the rules and norms of international law in developing and implementing its national policy. In this regard, we recognize a number of legislative, institutional, and policy measures taken to tackle discrimination against women, gender-based, and domestic violence, as well as to prevent and combat cyberbullying of children and promote their online safety. We particularly welcome San Marino's accession to the Council of Europe Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence, followed by the adoption of a law that adapts the country's legal system to the provisions of the convention. In the same vein, we acknowledge the decriminalization of abortion and the recent establishment of an emergency center as a protected shelter for women victims of violence, possibly with minors. With reference to the accepted recommendation of Montenegro in the previous UPR cycle, we welcome the adoption by the Parliament of the Arango request for the establishment of a national human rights guarantor, noting that the process has not yet been initiated. To that, can the delegation provide information on the measures and timeframes planned for the establishment of a national human rights institution with sufficient budget and staff in line with the Paris Principle? Montenegro recommends, one, to step up its effort to stop the spread of racial hate speech over the internet and on social media, and two, to legally prescribe corporal punishment. We wish San Marino a successful review. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to the distinguished representative.